And so you can cut it again. You call that a
hay barn, hay farm.
Hay meadow.
What's a meadow?
Well, it's
that's
just
where the hay grows.
Just a grass.
Just a grassy place.
Mm-hmm. But when you cut the hay for a second time the same season, what do you call that when you cut it the second time?
We'll just call it hay, hon, all I know.
Okay. And talking about, you say if you have a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
And what do you call a crop that hadn't been planted that year but comes up anyway?
Well, I don't know, and I don't have any been planted. No, we have plenty of year.
Have you ever heard of that, though?
Yeah. Someplace one year we had cane down in the little barn below the house, and we cut the cane, you know, and put it in a bowl, and all it died. We had some that stayed in the ground, you know, the foot of it to the roots of it, stayed in the ground, and they should come up next spring.
What do you call that?
Sugar cane.
Well, did you ever hear of a volunteer crop?
Yeah.
What's that?
No, well,
sugarcane volunteer. But it'll come up from the stables. Sugarcane.
Yeah, if it's cut down, then don't be doing
it. You call them volunteer crop. You call it volunteer.
Well, what sort of crops come up volunteer usually?
Well, most of the time when you're planting a garden, you know, you have butter beans get dry in there, you know, and it'll fall down on the ground, and sometimes it'll come up. Sometimes volunteer turnip greens or mustard greens or
a lot of grass will come up.
Grass.
Volunteer grass has got it faster.
What other greens do you have besides turnips?
That's all we have. You didn't have collards, but we don't have any this year.
What about poke?
Poke salad?
Uh-huh.
It comes up wild. It grows wild. It comes up volunteer every year.
And
it's good eating spring of the year too, before the other greens get you.
How do you cook it?
Well, you take it and you gather it, and you wash it real good for two or three water sets to get, if there's any spiders or anything, we go through it and look and see if you see them. If you don't see them when you wash it, they'll be in your water. Then you take it and put it in a skillet, or any kind of a pan, you know, it's got a little top to it, and put in there and put a little grease in there. Well, you boil it first, and then you take it up like you do spinach, and add your grease to it and kind of fry it like. It's good green. I have before the gardeners would come in every year, you know, it wouldn't, the winter greens would all be gone. We generally have greens year round, but sometimes the winters would be hard and get the greens, you know. And I have cooked poke, and we have big large potato leaves, and I'd pinch off some of them and put in with the poke and cook them.
Mention butter beans. Is there another kind of bean kind of like that?
Yeah, this butter, you got your bunch of butter beans and your pole butter beans and your pinto, some people raise pinto beans. We don't know if plant them. We just plant what we can sell on the market, you know, and you can't sell them pinto beans. They won't, you know, grow out enough weight to pay off. They're good to have to plant, you know, just have them in the garden, you know, and go out there and pick them. If they're good like that, I'll let them dry and cook them. But we don't know now.